The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com.
The National Association of Wheat Growers is reminding producers that the application deadline is looming for its inaugural wheat yield contest. The deadline for submissions of winter wheat yields has already passed, but producers set to harvest their spring wheat have until August 1st to enter online. Speaking to AgriPulse, NOG Director of Research and Technology Steve Yale said that amid declining acreage figures, they want to see the contest result in producers getting excited about growing wheat.
Trying to do is create a little bit more excitement among producers to look at how they can drive productivity around wheat, which is the big issue. The goal is driving productivity in wheat. We haven't attracted the amount of research across public and private resources as corn and soybeans have, for instance. So this is a vehicle to drive awareness that we need improvements in productivity, as well as to get farmers excited about trying new things and how they can improve their own productivity, and then sharing that with other producers around the U.S.
A number of factors have been blamed on the declining wheat acres in recent years, including the lack of biotechnology in the wheat industry. Yale, however, says that the industry really just needs more research, not necessarily a GMO strain of wheat.
We don't have one today. There are some pests that we could benefit from a genetically modified research activity. But so far, we're asking for breeding technology and more resources applied to hybrid wheat or other things that really don't require biotechnology. Those are the low-hanging fruit.
Yale says a big goal of the contest will be to facilitate the sharing of production practices, which he says will hopefully lead to the same rate of production improvements witnessed as a result of the National Corn Growers Association yield contest.
When a farmer does apply, he does sign off to making sure the Wheat Foundation can spread the information on what practices he used to get that wheat yield. In corn, the National Yield Contest winner, they realize that on a national level 10 years later. And it's all done through that technology transfer.
Yale says he and others want to see wheat yields improve by 20% over the course of the next 5 years as a result of the increased research and improved production practices brought about by the contest. More information about the contest can be seen at wheatfoundation.org. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.